lie. I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll.
Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. It's your boy, Rob One, and we in Sparking Conversation right now, where each and every week we chop it up with some of the world's most interesting people. And right now, I don't know. I just feel real big face right now, because the way this, I don't know what my camera does. It's like every week it does something stupid. It's like it just does what it wants to, right? But we're going to have to deal with it right now, you know. But listen. Thank y'all each and every week for jumping on here with us, man, and checking us out, man, as we go through all of these different topics that we do go through. But I know the theme that we've been on lately been impacted families, right? And we're going to talk a little bit about a scenario later on. I'm going to bring Meek up, and we're going to talk about a scenario that at first, you know, it went around and everyone thought that it was real. Then it came back to figure it out that it wasn't. But the scenario is very, very much possible. So we're going to talk about it tonight. I also want to say thank you to all the people that download the audio version of this podcast show. I definitely appreciate y'all. Y'all the ones that are the MVPs, man. Each and every week, y'all make it happen. Y'all go out there and y'all download it and y'all ride to it, yo. And that's what's dope because, you know, I can tell where y'all at. And the fact that I know that I don't live nowhere near none of them places. And so, you know, the fact that you guys are out there listening to us every week and, you know, allowing us to, you know, feel like what we're doing means something, right? It gets out there. And I know it's a thing that I think about often. You know, I tell content creators because sometimes people hit me. Well, often people hit me and they say things like, yo, you know, how do you do this? So why would you do that? And, you know, different things. And I think basically what it just boils down to, you know, wanting to know what how you continue to keep motivated and what is motivating you and how does this, that, and the third, you know, when it comes down to it. And I always tell them, man, it's like, yo, if you just worry about the content, you know, itself and the quality of the content, and don't focus on the views, don't focus on your followers. Yeah, you know, work to build that type of quality in your work or, you know, have the substance enough that make people want to, you know, figure you out and just be like, yeah, I bet. I'm going to check you out. And then over the course of time, you'll build the audience that you need, right? Because it ain't going to happen overnight. I know people expect it. You know what I mean? They feel like they got a hot topic. They got a hot situation. They jump on it real quick. And it's like a flash in the pan. They be in and out. And they don't have no longevity. And the only thing is consistency is the key. Because you're going to have some discouraging days if you go ahead and if you keep checking numbers. You're going to be discouraged. You know. But the thing is, though, it's like, for me, it's just so dope because we've been helping impacted families since the beginning of the year. Let's just be honest. We've been helping impacted families, giving them a voice since the beginning of the year. And a lot of them have been able to get traction. They've been able to get social media attention and stuff like that. Now, it may not look like it to other people when it's not a viral moment. And I understand that. But this is what I tell people all the time. Like, you know, the situation that I'm pretty much helping, we wanted to get to a place where it's not so often versus it being that the platform just continues to grow. It's like we wanted to grow, you know, and that's why, you know, Spartan Conversation, we talk about everything. But when it comes down to impacted families, you know, we wanted to get to a place where it's not so often that these things are happening because law enforcement and civilian life it's weird right now. Not even right now. It's been that way for the longest. And we got to talk about it because all of the impacted families that we've had on here, besides maybe a couple, all of them. Every last one of them. Every last one of the impacted families. The only thing that makes it different, not everybody has been dealing with, you know, someone being unalive. But every last one of them have been dealing with something that has to do with law enforcement. And if no one doesn't see that that's a problem, then that's crazy. And it's no different than the church, right? Because, you know, what they like to do is try to separate themselves. You know how they do this thing where they be like, yo, now all cops are bad cops. And I believe that, and it's true. I've been stopped by plenty of police officers, and I never had any issues with any police. You know, not that I want to continue to get stopped by the police, but I never had issues with the police where it was like drama or something like that. But it's the same thing. They don't speak up against the people who do go out there hunting every day, right? Because, you know, the fact that that happens each and every day is crazy, because it is happening every day. Like, you got to think about it. Just a few weeks ago, you know, we had the young Marine and him getting, you know, and the police busting in his door and shooting and killing him and saying it was a mistaken identity and all this other stuff. But why wouldn't you try to figure out exactly who you had there before you? How can you mistake an identity of your profession? This is your job, to identify who you're going to apprehend. So how can you mistake? Like, it don't make sense, but it keep happening. And so what we are trying to say is that it gotta change in a major way. And I think that should be part of reparations too. I know I just thought about that. Like, reparations should come with more than just land and money. It should come with bills, acts, and laws, right? Because right now, y'all better pay attention to that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said it need to come with all that, right? Because we need to get in the law books when it comes to it just don't need to be money to see here, because, you know, for the majority of the people that's going to get that money, they're going to give it right back to the oppressor, because they're going to go out there and they're going to spend to try to look like something, right? Especially people who had a mentality that, you know, when a person broke and they never had nothing, as soon as they get something, they do all this other shit. But, you know, either way it go, it need to come with those type of things, right? Not just in the form of whatever they could give you. It need to come with all that other shit too, because come on, man, it's a lot of things that need to change. And like I said, to mention the church, to tie that all in, is that, like, the church like to think they separate from what's going on, like, if because of the denomination, like, y'all bugging. It's all the same thing. It's under the banner of Christianity. So if it's the Catholic, the Roman Catholic Church, if it's the Protestants, if it's the Baptists, if it's the whatever it is with the ist on the back, whatever the ist is on the back, right? It's all connected. And yeah, it's like people will say, yo, not my church. And I get it. It may not be your church. Your church personally, your pastor personally may not be that person that you can that do all that corny shit. But if your pastor is not speaking out against that, is not putting it in a perspective the same way they use all the secular people in their messages. Like, I've been in churches mad times, and they got Jay-Z, 50 Cent, everybody else in their messages, except for the people that is on their same playing field. Why you don't scream out this person or the bishop this or the bastard that? Or why you don't use that? And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's all connected. You guys want people to look at you separate, but when people are like you, are doing wrong, you just want to stand back, but you don't say nothing about those people to help you to understand. Like, yo, no, I'm not with that shit that they are. You know what I mean? But that's the thing about it always looking like it come together. That's the same thing with the police, yo. So, I don't know. I feel like from this point on, everybody need to pay attention to everything, because they got these laws and stuff that they're trying to pass coming up right now in this new election. When you go out here and do these votes, they're going to have these things on the ballot. And you guys are out here being separated by Democrat and Republican, white and black, and all this other dumb shit. It's corny, yo. Like, I promise y'all, still sitting up here having the same old separation anxiety and separation issues that we've been having in society. It's mad corny, yo. Like, I'm sorry. You guys are not paying attention to the whole thing. They trying to take all y'all shit, yo. Like, oh, they had a report come out talking about in 2025, it's going to be 85% of certain job industries that's going to be taken over by AI. Now, mind you, in about 10 years, it's going to be a lot of automation for even jobs for people who need other shit. But Right now, they're trying to figure out how to get it done in the next year. And if y'all don't think this technology is being handed down from people who got more knowledge and higher technology, the way that it's coming so fast, I just want y'all to think about one thing, man. You know, they always put shit in movies and make people feel like that it's fake. And don't be fake, yo. The only thing that's fake is the way that people live each and every day whenever they look at their lives and feel like that's it. It's more to your life than what you're doing every day. But look, I'm going to bring Meek up real quick because there's some other things that I want to talk about tonight. And I think, one thing before I bring it up, I want to say thank you to all the people that clicked the links. I want to make sure I say that because I don't want y'all to think that I don't notice that y'all out there. Double salute to everybody that's out there taking advantage of the free stocks. Like I said, sometimes people be sitting up here saying that, I don't know about this and I don't know about that. But hey, look, listen, if somebody gonna give you something for free, sometimes you gotta pay attention. And like I said, you open a brokerage account on Webull, right? You open a brokerage account and you can start with as little as $1. You can just put $1 in there, you're going to get free stocks. You can put 10 cents in there, you're still going to get the free stocks just for signing up and opening a brokerage account. And then from there, you don't have to buy anything, but you can click on all the companies. You can click on the companies that you like. I mean, it's not financial advice, I'm just saying. Like, wherever you're spending your money on, you can find out if they're public. And if they are, why not invest in where you spend your money so you could get some of that back? And because that's how it works. Like, yo, listen, all right. Anyway, I'm going to bring Meek up in a minute because we got to see what's going on in the whole world. Yo, Meek, what's good, y'all?
What's up? How you doing?
You all right?
I'm cooling. I'm good. I'm good.
Word. So that's good, man. So how was your week?
It's been okay. It's been busy, but it's been okay.
So it's a lot of how the planners and stuff coming along.
Good. I'm about to start revving back up my marketing. I've been kind of focused on human design, but I got some planners on the works and templates to put out. So get that going.
Right. Well, okay. So it's a couple things. So I want to give a shout out to, like I said earlier, the people who download the audio version. But I also want to give a shout out to the people who actually are engaged with our content on, the various social platforms, I want to say. Like, TikTok. I know TikTok is on its way up out of here in a minute if they don't sell it, which is mad corny. They should have did that with Facebook and all these other ones because whatever they saying that China doing with TikTok, all the rest of them doing with the other ships too, right? But I don't know. I guess it's going to be out of here next year. I don't know. If somebody don't buy it and all that other shit, like if American company don't buy it, is what they said. So, but throughout them all, we get, different people who engage with it and they comment, based on how they feel. And what I'm noticing is, all right, so let me ask you this. Do you think that when it comes down to emotion, right, or people's desire to be, to defend whatever it is, even though you ain't talking about them, why do you think that people don't go past whatever that small thing is that triggers them? Like, I guess I'm going to say the trigger, whatever the trigger words is. Why people don't go past that to get the context? Why do you think that happens?
Because they're triggered. They can't get past anything else. They're stuck at that one point. Anything before it and after it is irrelevant. They're triggered. That they don't know how to deal with their trigger. They probably don't even realize it is a trigger. So they straight go to defensive mode because something's stirring in them. You push the button somewhere. They can't see past that. They haven't worked. They haven't done their shadow work. They don't know how to notice their triggers. It's a them problem, unfortunately.
And the reason why I ask that is because I be trying to figure out, like, why is it so easy for people to be, you know, triggered, like, without wanting to know, like, let me figure out exactly what's going on here before I, you know, let me get all the facts, because, you know, a lot of what we're going to talk about tonight has to deal with, you know, why is people do not want all the facts. And that's why I asked you that question, because, you know, to not be triggered is to get all the facts first, right? So you don't waste the emotion. Because how many times you hear people saying things like, yo, man, or like, yeah, I've been trying to call you all day, yo, I ain't did it, but wait, hold on. Did you ever think, like, outside of you, if you're not worried, if you're just more concerned about the fact that I ain't respond to you, but you're not really worried about whether I'm good or not, you just worried about your, like, your pride or your ego, like, yo, you ain't answering my chat, I mean, like, yo, so you mean to tell me, like, I cannot be busy? That don't exist in my world? It's just in yours? Like,
it's a very self-centered way of thinking, because it's also crazy that whatever you said, they think is directed at them, especially when it's a stranger on the internet. It's like, why are you taking this so personally? Like, I don't even know you. So clearly I'm not talking to you. I'm not referring to you. Yeah, the internet's a crazy place.
And so I don't get it, because, like, so many people, they make certain comments, and that's why I say I appreciate it. That's why I wanted to start off with that. Like, yo, I appreciate the fact that they engage with our content. You know what I mean? Whether it's something I agree with or not. But they do they say anything, and I think it's really crazy, because, like, at the end of the day, you know, we're only helping people who are saying that they're going through this right here, right? It's not like we're going through it with them. We're help here so they can get out what they're going through. And they get on there and make comments as if what they're saying is directed to the platform. And it's like, no, you listen, this is about these people. You can't sit up here and try to make us feel like something wrong with us, because one of the things, you know, because people will say anything, like, they're going in, like, one of the clips we were talking about was, it was like one of the moms up there, they were talking about the situation going on with their kid, the situation about the kid that got jumped, and, you know, he being tried for jumping. Crazy. All right, so it was those videos. I put another one up recently, maybe like a few days ago, maybe like 4 or 5 days ago. And so the person on there said, yeah, but that's what y'all get for not voting for. And I'm like, what is vote? Like, I get what you're saying, but I don't get why you're saying
it. Because within the context, that's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant now. These people are going through what they're going through right now. It don't matter who is in office.
No.
You know, this is a local level scenario that's going on here, you know. But I know it's not just happening locally, you know. It's kids getting bullied everywhere, every day. Especially in the city, these kids getting bullied every day. You know, and somebody told somebody that if you bully people, it make you feel good. But, you know, that's not the point of tonight. Tonight, I wanted to talk. But, well, first of all, bullying. Speaking of bullying, though, because the justice system has bullied their way through to convict your boy. So he got convicted on 30-something counts of felonies that they turned into felonies that was all misdemeanors. And then I'm wondering, too, like, if a sex worker works for sex and then they get paid for doing their job, how is the felony on the payee? Because that's what they are, what they charge them with, based on this hush money conspiracy thing. But the girl was clearly, you know, classified as a sex worker. I thought sex workers get paid for what they do.
I mean, that's, yeah, worker, yeah, you get paid. But I think the guy also, or the payer, also is a different charge. I don't think they're the same charge.
Well, I don't know. I guess, no, where the counts is coming from was because they're saying that he used campaign funds to pay her versus it coming out of his personal stuff, right? And what people were saying was that's where what they're using as a basis to, you know, to hit him with. But then it was like, yo, but wait a minute, hold on. Isn't that the common practice of all of them? And see, that's when people's heart had to start being quiet. Like, okay, so now he done raised more money than he did. Once he got convicted, it's like billionaires, millionaires, they just started throwing money at him. Like, yo, you got to win. Because they can do that to you. They going to do that to us. You doing the same thing we did. We've been doing that all this time. All the people running for those campaigns and all that other stuff. That's what they saying. They're like, wait, hold on. We taught him how to do
it. Exactly.
Hold on. We show him the game. And then y'all get, wait, hold on. So you know. The coaches that taught him the game, because think about it, how are you going to know? He was a one-term president, you know, right? He ran, they getting him off of the second run, like his second run. So somebody had to teach him that on the first run go around. Like, yo, fam, you ain't know about this? Yo, let me tell you what I did, yo. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, now that I think about it, we do have the money left over. Boom. Let me allocate them funds around the way, right? But at the end of the day, I still want people to realize, like, damn, yeah, they use the justice system. They weaponize the justice system. And that's what Black people, brown people, Latinos, and all the other people that deal with this on a regular basis, they're saying, me, like, yo, they've been screaming this shit. Like, yo, I didn't do this. And then, yeah, there are some cats that did what they did. Some people belong in this, like point blank period. But then there are those who are like, yo, I'm just a number in here. They got me in here just to be a number for a budget. They got me in here. I didn't do nothing. I just was here and now I'm in here and they just keeping me here. And they don't have people to fight for them either.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the stuff that people have been screaming for the longest. And I think now is one of the times. But do you think that when he become president, do you think that he gonna get revenge on me?
I mean, why not? He petty as fuck. His petty ass.
Yeah. What's the first thing you think he gonna do? The first day he get in there.
The thing is, he's such a wild card. Like, we have no idea. Like, he's probably plotting it right now. Like, he's so extra.
But that's the thing. Like, he been screaming certain things for the longest, and then people be like, man, whatever, yo, you the upper echelon, you the elite. They ain't gonna do nothing to you. You cool. You all right. And then they did this, and the other people, all his other constituents, was like, hold on for a second. Oh wait, hold on. New York, that's what y'all doing? Oh man, I bet, yo. Listen, this dude gotta become president now. And that's what's gonna hurt him, because I bet the first day he get in office, yo, he gonna, man, listen, he gonna call his people in a huddle. Oh man, they ain't it's even going
be wild.
He not going to the party. You know, after they win and all that, they have the election parties and all that. He kicking everybody but the staff out. Everybody go. We ain't partying and nothing. Yo, come in. Boom. All right, so I want y'all to take this pack of pink slips. Firing everybody. Yeah.
Everybody.
He's
gonna clean
a
house for sure.
He cleaning up. I don't understand why they don't expect it. And that's the point. Like, they gotta expect it. Yeah, he gonna clean up. I heard DJ Envy say this shit on the Breakfast Club as if that was such, that was supposed to be a bad thing. Now, I get it. People got they choice, right? They like them and they don't, you know, all this other shit. I don't care. We talking about policies. We shouldn't be in our emotions about, you know, whether he want people to grab women by the pussy.
I mean, no, I can't agree with that. It don't affect you personally, but as a woman and the things that he said, and some people are stupid enough to try to do those kinds of things. You would not be affected by that personally. But
we would, because if somebody grabbed the pussy of somebody that was, you know,
personal. It's probably a direct link, but it's not personal. Like, you didn't feel that. You weren't violated in that way.
That's true. Well, I mean, I get that. But what we say, you know, is that it's no different than talk. Like, right? Like how girls may talk about guys when they're not around, right? It's the same thing. If somebody recorded that conversation and they put it out, you wouldn't, like, how would that be? Because that's the same thing that happened to him when he was talking about, you know, pussies and shit like that. But then again, it's a thing, right? That people talk amongst their people, however they talk. They call it locker room talk, barbershop talk, or whatever. But like you say, yeah, it's a violation to grab a woman anywhere if she don't give
you permission. But his figure is what made it bigger. Because you and Vernon and Kev had that conversation, it wouldn't have as big of an effect.
You talking about, nah, but it would later on if we had that conversation on video or something, right? And then everything else take a turn, right? The platform blows up, the content blows up, and then now.
But you're saying if that happens, what I'm saying is he's already at that stature. That's why it's a bigger deal.
No, but think about it. When they used the thing that they used, he wasn't at that stature. They went back to when he was mad young, like, and got that footage. That footage was from back in the day. It wasn't from when he was running or anything.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that.
Yeah. So it would be the same scenario. Like, he wasn't that guy when that happened. He just happened to be a trust fund cat who has some little paper. But he wasn't, like, that guy, you know, like what he's considered to be now. But they used that footage from back then. That's what I'm saying. Like, they'll go back. And whenever you do pop, because if you stay on a certain trajectory, you will get wherever that is. But, you know, especially if you're consistent, whatever that could be, you'll get there. And then if something was to be said, then they'll use it. And they'll be like, yo, look, Rodman, they misogynistic. They grab women by vaginas and shit like that. If me, Kevin Vernon was talking about that, and it got out, like, later on. Like, yeah.
But that was just, like, further evidence of who he is. Like, he said some ugly shit. So that was just the backup. Like,
yeah, he did. He's always been this person. I guess the difference with him is that he said it out front versus behind our back, like the rest of these motherfuckers who killed us with policy. You know what I mean? Like Joe Biden, for example. He burnt us up with policy. He ain't say none of this stuff. Only thing that he did was go up on the Breakfast Club and say, hey, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And Charlamagne ain't say no. Or DJ Envy. And I'm that's why it's like, dad, y'all, I be wondering sometimes, like, for the people who got the biggest voices, why would y'all let anybody come up there and say something crazy like that?
Don't they got sponsors?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, the radio station definitely got sponsors, and I don't, and you know what? You're right. None of them probably ain't say nothing and pull out or do nothing, yo, when he said that. But I don't know how many black sponsors they may have. That may be the only thing, right? I don't know. Since he made the comment directly towards blacks, it's like, you know, think about it. How many companies are we owning that we actually using the radio for advertisement, right? It's only the bigger companies, and, you know, unfortunately, they don't be owned by black people. So I guess, yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, Meek, because you're right. Like, If it's the other way around, yeah, sponsors would be calling these places like, yo, shut that shit down. Hell yeah. I'm gonna pull my shit if you let this person, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Mm-hmm. But damn, that goes back to show what them companies is about too, then, right?
Yep.
But damn, yeah, that's a, I don't know. That's a good question. I definitely would like to know that for myself. Like, did any sponsors call whenever he said that? And say anything?
Yeah. What was the feedback?
Because
they were bad. You know,
that shit crazy. But look, let's talk about this for a little bit, yo. So, you know, I sent you the video earlier, and like you said, that it was a made-up story. People put up there that it was AI-generated about the guy who actually took retaliation on a police officer that killed his son by killing his daughter coming back from prom or whatever. And before people got in the comments and said it was an AI-generated story and stuff, it went viral. And then, you know, people got in the comments and said that it wasn't real. I read the comments like when you were saying it. And I was thinking, though, me, yo, it, even if this ain't real, like this scenario, this situation, but this scenario can very well be something that can happen. So I wonder, do you ever think about what that would look like if any of these people, especially any of the people that we have on, I'm not going to say any names because, you know, but just think about any of the parents that we've had on, if any of them felt that way, like, wow.
Yeah. That's why it's likely, because I can't imagine that they haven't thought about it. Or hurting them in some way, maybe not in particular the child, but, you know, definitely returning fire in some way, because you want them to feel that. You want them to feel something, especially when they get acquitted or charges are dropped. They were right for whatever they did. You start to feel some type of way. And it's continuously happening. It's happening to other people, with still no ramifications for these officers. So I'm sure it's been thought about.
I think so too. And to be honest, I really feel like it's a real, a real scenario that's possible, right? Even though they said that particular story was fake, and I say that to say, you know, I don't know. It's just only so far. People always, it's like people got a breaking point. I know we talked about this on the show before. You know, people got a breaking point. And that sometimes they're willing to just go all out for what they, what they want. And I see, like, some of these moms, like, even the posts now, like, whenever people that have been on the show, I follow them on social media, and then when I see what they post on it, it's like heartbreaking, y'all, because they still posting the child, like they posting, you know, that the loved one that's not here, and the captions be, you know,
it's heartbreaking.
You get what I'm saying?
Because their world completely changed. Completely, especially the ones who that was their only child. Ooh. You know, that you took their whole bloodline, you know, and it's not something simple. It's something, and the sad part is too, the world keeps spinning, but you're stuck in that because that's a huge loss. And it's not as easy to just get over. And especially you're still fighting for justice. So your grieving is coming in spurts because you got to stay active. You still got a case to fight. So your whole world has been flipped and you're just trying to cope. And so I'm sure there's those dark days where they got some plans in their head, some intrusive thoughts going.
Yeah. And you made a valid point there that I didn't mention was, some of them that was their only child. And they were right there at them ages where they could possibly start having children with having a little bit of responsibility with themselves. Because, yo, it's nothing for you to be scrolling or, like, you know how it is on like, YouTube or whatever. So you be looking at one thing, everything pop up, and paternity court pop up all the time. And you watch those clips, these mothers and fathers in there fighting over who the dad and not the dad and all that other stuff. Because it's always that. It's never you not the mother. It's always who the dad and who not the dad, right? And, you know, these people be 17, 19, 22. I mean, the majority of the cases, this be the 8, 19 really be in there like crazy. You know, and so a lot of them that people that be having the kids and all, and then one dude, he was 22. He had 7 kids already. He was 22. He had 7 of them.
If he don't put a condom on,
he might not even. He need a couple of condoms on. He might need a. You know what I'm saying? But you know, at the end of the day, but. When I'm thinking about it, when it comes, you know, the other way around, though, me, when you only have one kid and you right at that and your child gets to the age of adulthood where they'll be mature enough to be able to handle having a kid. One of the kids, one of the people that we had on there, the hit and run, both of the hit and runs were women. Right in the 30s, like, you know what I mean, right in that little area where they like, yo, they, you know, could possibly have them 1 or 2.
They right? had good jobs, like they were definitely in.
Yeah, right. The one had 2. The first Courtney, mm-hmm. She had 2 jobs, and the other one she worked for the airline. Like they had good jobs. They was chilling. They had their thing together. You know what I'm saying? Right there at that space where, you know, yeah, I can responsibly take care of a child if they had a responsible partner that could, you know, could do that with. But the other moms, all the children, all of their kids was the boys, all the boys. 22, 15, 14, 19, 17, what? Boys ain't even making it to 30. Boys ain't even making it to 30. Me.
Barely making it to 25.
Not for real. No, you dead right. Yeah, hell yeah. But like, we don't have mad. I only think that maybe only 2. The lady that we had on a week ago. Her kid and I think the Jesse, those are only 2 who were 21 and up. Everybody else that we had on since January. Oh, I think the Kelvion, her in Georgia, the one who the police shot her kid while he was inside of the car.
Yeah.
Those are only 3 that was of like 21. Everybody else shot. Teenagers.
So that's what makes that story, and that's why that story went viral, because it's believable. It's believable to think that finally a parent was like, I'm through with this.
Exactly.
And took revenge, so you can feel what it's like to lose your child, you know, violence.
For nothing, because you know Juneteenth right coming up. And in Atlanta, they're doing the Juneteenth parade festival and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And these parents of the impacted families in Georgia, and I think it's a few from other states as well too, but the majority of the ones that's in Georgia, you'd be surprised, like that the pedestrian and death by the police. Now, if you add that up, they said it's 38 families, right? All together, saying something like that. Now, if you add that up along with the regular crime that's going on, with the regular, like, spooky on Ray Ray crime that's going on out there. Because I hate to call it black on black because, you know, it's Pookie and Ray Ray, you know. You know what I'm saying? But Pookie and Ray Ray crime, yo, it's a lot of young men that are being, and then with the prison system, like, let's not forget that too. There's a lot of young men who are just, they're not making it through, yo. They not me, and I feel for the girls because like a lot of these girls that are in that age, they ain't going. They taking all the guys from y'all when they get past a certain age. When the girls get past their little whole phase, right now all the girls say they in their thought phase. That's what they just saying it on their own too. They saying it right. But when they get to 30 or something, it ain't gonna be enough dudes for them, yo. Because they. All of them and locking the rest of them up and that, like, they killing it now, yo.
Yep. Sad but true.
But you right. That fucking thing went viral because, yeah, it could really happen, yo. That's a real scenario. Especially the way that dude I thought it was real just because of the way the dad looked. He looked like a dude that just said, fuck it.
Yeah.
And I hate the stereotype. But he looked like he said, okay. And that's all he said. Oh, okay. That's it. Okay.
Yeah. And that like ready it. To face whatever consequence that's coming my way. Like I'm done.
He looked fam up. Care. He followed fam to the crib. He saw what was going on. He peeped game. He was like, mm-hmm. Oh, word.
It's very believable. I mean, I don't want to condone that type of thing. Don't want to put those ideas really out there. But I don't feel like we are because, like I said, I feel like this has definitely been somebody's thought. Like,
think about it. And you're
absolutely.
Right. You're right. And we
people plot revenge on people who stole $20 from them. So you think somebody who took your child, like, you don't think somebody plotted revenge like that? Like, it's definitely been thought about.
Yo, and a million times over, I bet, you know, and especially when it come down to that one thought that it seemed to keep coming up whenever the moms be posting about their kid is that they use the word never a lot. Like, I'm never going to get this. I'm never going to do this again. You know what I mean? And then that's the word that, you know, most people just throw in there sometimes just to try to act. You know, a little sauce on top of what they're trying to gaslight you. But then when you could really look at a person's life and when they use the word never and it really means never. Like when, like one of the moms say, yo, I would never have a grandchild. Like, ooh.
And that's real. Like that's ooh. Her reality.
Real.
Even if she adopted kids, it's like that bloodline is gone. Like you can still raise other kids. All of that, but it's just there's a difference.
A big difference.
Especially when you've seen those plans for your child. You've dreamed of their life and you didn't think that's how it would end up.
No.
Especially if your kid's not into that life. You know, like
at all. None of the kids were.
Mm-mm. Like if your kid wasn't running the street, you never foresaw that. As your possibility. You know that it could possibly happen, but you weren't up worried at nights because of their lifestyle that this would happen to them. So to hear that it happened, you're like,
You tried,
you did everything you could, and still don't matter the efforts.
It's still like almost like fate, right? Because you know, like Vakara Newton, like she said, she going to do a press conference about losing her daughter by a train, and same day, her son gets shot in Virginia, and he's a whole football. He in college, he's doing good. He not even nowhere in that lifestyle. The police went and checked everything about his room. They found out an itch of drugs, no nothing, no paraphernalia either, no nothing, yo. And boom, he's not here. And she has two children. Like, if you think about the strength of some of the moms or parents, I can't necessarily speak for the fathers yet, because the fathers be, you know, they've been scheduled to come on the show. Now, if they come, that'd be great for us to talk to a father.
Well, we have that one dad. Well, the boy, the 14-year-old boy. He was on
his way. Oh, yeah. He was in a wheelchair. Yeah. That we did have him on, which was cool, right? And but I think some of these stories where the dad is the main, you know, person out here trying to get what's going on. And, you know, I've had a couple of them scheduled to come on the show, and, you know, for some reason they haven't made it on, but I got a couple more scheduled to come on. And so I'm anxious to see from their perspective, because, you know, how they're dealing with the way things are, because the way that dude looked on that viral picture that wasn't real, hey, that looked like a dad, first of all. He looked like he was sick of everybody too. And yes, he also looked like he loved his kid. So, you know, I'm anxious to see like what dads, you know, like what they really going through, like when it comes down to it, because the women are talking about it, right? I want to see what the dads are doing, how they're holding up, you know, because I don't know. I think because it's a different relationship.
Yeah.
With the mother and father and the father and the child, right? It's just a different relationship. You know, sometimes, you know, your kids rely, and they love both of y'all, right? They love mommy. They love being up under mommy. But then there's something about dad, too, that they, you know what I mean? Like, they got to have it.
Yeah.
Because mine love his mother. He looked just like her. He loved his mother. But, boy, he got to have it. Like, he going to. You know what I'm saying? He could be a mid play and then he come right over. Like, he gotta have whatever it is that he feel like he gotta get from me. He gotta have it, and he forced his way to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, I get it. You know, when it's a little different, right? He respond to me differently. You know, I say something versus his mom saying something. It's different, right? So it's like I get it, you know what I mean? So I'm just anxious to see how these dads are like really, you know, if they feel like Rambo too. You know, I just want to know.
Yeah. Cause I mean that's especially if it was your little girl, like there's definitely, it hits different, I think. And as the man being the protector, I feel like that definitely hits them in a different way.
Right.
Than it hits females. Like, not that we don't protect our children. It's just we're more in the nurturing and, you know, that side of things. And dads are protector, like, with body. Yeah. You know, they will sacrifice the body. Not that women won't. I'm not saying that, but it's just like I said, it's just a different.
No, you're hitting it on the head, because women will, like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, dad will protect both of them.
Yeah.
Right? We would expect the woman to protect the child, but we don't expect the woman to have to stand in front of the man to protect him though. Yeah. Right? He gotta stand in front of everybody in the house. You know what I mean? So the more he got in the house, the more he got to stand in front of him, right? It's like a fight the body, and you're right. And so when it comes down to it, I still don't think that these people are safe from the moms either. I think that, some of these moms are going to they're going to be waiting outside somebody bushes as well, too. It's just that thing, though, me, right? Like, where it's people gonna get tired of it. And anytime people get tired of something, they revolt. And anytime they revolt, look what happened when they say the people ran up on the Capitol. Mm-hmm. They got tired. I ain't saying it was right or wrong, because that wasn't us. That was, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't us out there that time.
That was the other
people. They didn't do it us that time. But like I said, you know, whether right or wrong, they got tired. And when people get tired, what they do, they go see about you. And that's a fact. they're gonna come see about you when they get tired. Yo, they like, yo, what, like, what we doing? Like, they gonna come see. You gotta stay out the way. Because, you know, like, we want people, I feel like this, don't mean, at the end of the day, you know, treat people like you want to be treated, right? Like, that's the bottom line. But when it comes down to police and civilians, I don't know what got to happen for that relationship to be repaired, but it got to be something that has to take place, yo. I don't know about all the southern states, because Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, they wilding. Police wilding out there. And they got such hatred for people in this, in that brown and black skin. They got so much hatred for those people, and it's deep rooted. It's like passed down, almost like an old clock. Or one of them brushes that got the silver backs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's passed down through generation, like a family heirloom. Hey, it's a
generational curse. That's what it is.
Yes.
Just passing down misinformation.
I can picture some people got a shrine in their barn with the rebel flag up there, and candles, and just Obama picture. You know what I'm saying? Just shooting like arrows at it. Like a bunch of arrow holes in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? They hate us that much, yo.
I just can't see ever putting that much energy
into hating somebody.
Into like, hating was,
no.
Somebody like, who never did nothing to me. You know, like, to blame a whole race of people. Like, to really, to have that hate. And it's not even just regular hate. Like, it's ugly hate. Like, it's an ugliness. And to wish death and harm on these people, and I can't imagine waking up every day with that kind of hate in my heart. Like, I can't. You have to be miserable. There's no way you're happy.
Nah, at all. And then if you are happy, you are doing whatever you feel like you have the like privilege to do.
Yeah.
Right? Because I looked at things from that standpoint too. It's like the way some of these stories are and the way these people are being unalived, it's no way that they had to. Like when we had the story on with the people with the drone, whenever they, and then I looked at the video, they had the video right there on the body cam looking at the drone screen. You see the, like, that really was like terrible right there. And I don't see why no, like, that wasn't like an outrage to the people who had to watch that. Like, and I'm sure whenever they go to court and if they put that in there, that should be a real outrage, because that's proof that they did not have to shoot that kid.
They didn't have to do half of the shit they did.
Let him run. You got a thermal drone. Wherever he go, you gonna find him.
See him. Yeah. Like, it was just, it was unnecessary. Completely
unnecessary. He should still be here. Like literally, even if he was locked up. All right. Yeah. Well, but he should still be alive, yo. Like, you had a thermal drone. And until that, I didn't even know that they used, like, they would use those. Like, what would make them use? Like, they got a thermal drone? Like, they flying drones around now when they got the helicopters? Like,
well, maybe it's for those areas that have a lot of wooded
areas. That's true, too. And you're right about that. Like, however it is, but, like, they got it, though, right?
And
like,
they used it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like somebody was out there talking and like, yo, man, I was on Timu and I saw that they got thermal drones. We should order one for the precinct. No, they had one. Right? And so they could have let him run as far as they want to. They could have been laughing. I would have rather them being on camera, like, look at him running. All right, y'all, let him go ahead, man. Let me see. Let's see how far he can run, y'all, before he get tired. Hey, yo, pull that drone out real quick, man. I would have rather heard that than for them to do all that shooting to shoot this man and then have a thermal drone, then stand 10 feet away from him and act like he not right there bleeding to death. And it's just, I don't know. I just feel like you said, that much hate, it go beyond, that's evil, yo.
That's all it is. That's evil in your heart. And that's why I feel like you can't be happy. You can't really be happy with that much evil in you. Like, deep down, because you have to have anger to have that much hate. Like, so you can't be happy. Like, you can't be happy and just killing people just because their skin has more melanin than yours. Like, that's crazy. That's intense. Like you have to be a miserable person, a very sad, angry person to be able to do that. Because
right.
I have too much joy. I can't imagine just killing somebody for that, for something so stupid. For nothing, really. That's all. It's actually for nothing.
At all.
I can't help that my skin has melanin. Like, I was born this way. I did nothing to do to deserve this. So to be looked at and to possibly be murdered just for that is insane. That's crazy.
Super. And it's happening every day. And that's what's so crazy. It's like, you would think that the way we're talking about it right now, that would be the truth of it. Like, yo, it's insane to just walk around killing people and having that much hate. And it's just as true of it happening as much as we're saying it's insane. It's like, yeah, we don't know what a person wakes up with in their mind every day. But only thing that we know is that sometimes they wake up with the thought process of, I'm going to send somebody to meet God today. Right? Like, put your clothes on. And then when they do that, they go back home with their family, and their family, they console them. They tell them, oh, don't worry about it. You did the right thing. I'm sure. While they reading their baby bedtime stories, and they just, husband just took another person's child. And they'll never get to do that again with theirs, but you felt like you wanted to. So you did that, and everybody rubs your back and coddles you because they felt like you did the right thing because it's in the line of your job.
Yeah.
And you said something powerful, too. You was like, yo, I think this was last week when you said something about if the job that you're doing causes you to...
Like, if they become numb to it, like
you need to change it. You need to change your job.
Like, get out of there, yo. This is not for you, because there's sometimes we see cop shows and they shoot somebody and, you know, they feel bad about it. Like, oh, I can't believe I had to do that. Like, I wonder if that's real. Like, I wonder if some of these cops actually do think about that. I wonder if they do, when they get home and see their kids, if they think about the fact that God, I just took somebody's child's life. You know, like, I wonder if that ever crosses their mind.
Or I would love to talk to a cop that done that, though. Like, and not even on no judgment, just to have a conversation with them on the platform and figure out, you know, why? What goes through your mind? What puts you in that position? Have you ever thought about this? Do you think that this is, you know, like, I would love to have that conversation with them and be able to talk to a police officer in that sense. And also get to figure out, even if it's a police officer that hasn't done anything like that, but just talk about why they don't speak up more against those that do. And it's really weird because, you know, you guys... You like you said earlier, just disrupting whole families, yo. Like the whole thing. Like, you got these people out here really looking like, oh my God, I don't have no more. Like, I will never have this. I can never have that. And you do. Like, you the person that pulled the trigger. You got all that. You got 3 or 4 kids. You even got grandkids. You got...
You get to still celebrate milestones. Like,
you got money.
Like, do you think about what you took away? It was bigger than, you know, just an instant. It was just in the moment. It's bigger than that moment because you took away several moments. From their family, from their friends. Like, it was bigger than that. And all it would have taken was you a couple more seconds. Because in a lot of those situations, those cops were never in danger in real life. Never. When all the facts came out, they were never in danger. And I think that's when it needs to start being a problem because, yeah, you can fear for your life, but if you're that shaken, if you're that afraid, you shouldn't be on this. You shouldn't be doing this either. Nope. Because why are you so startled? Like, what do you, have the power. Like, why are you so, you should have taken those couple of seconds, especially for those ones who didn't have anything. Like, nothing. You just killed this person for no reason. And you get to get off because, I was afraid for my life. So was the person not holding a gun that you were pointing at.
That's why they ran, dummy. They was just as afraid as you was afraid.
So you two chose afraid flight. People. They chose flight. They was trying to get the hell out of your way. Like, let's talk about this. You shooting. Wait, how you shooting at somebody who's running away from you? Like, where's the threat? They're running away from you.
How are you feeling in danger? And that's another thing. If a person is running away from you, clearly.
And you're that scared? You're supposed to be a tough guy, dude. Why are you so scared? That's what I want to know. Why are you so scared, sir? You that afraid? This is your job. This is what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be disarming men, and that because that's what you're qualified to do. But you're afraid of a guy running away from you, and we still want you to protect our cities. Make it make sense.
You're a punk, especially when you got that big taser joint on you that got all that voltage in it. He
you got bulletproof vest on. Wow. You got all this shit, and you afraid of some dude running away from you.
Away from you
because he had something in his hand. But again, running away from you.
And you had a thermal joint. Like, yo, listen. I'm going to be honest, yo. You know, to the people that's going to watch the playback and the people that jumped off and on tonight, thank y'all. I just want to say, you know, before we get out of here, you know, we want to make sure that we get this one thing out and we don't do nothing else. We're going to say to y'all, like, you know, it's only so much you can do to a person before they just black out. I mean, that goes for anything. Eventually, that viral story that went around that people said was fake, it is going to be true. And it's not like we're wishing it to happen on nobody. No. I know that's not what I'm saying. That's not what Meek's saying. Yeah. That's not what the platform is representing. We're not saying that. But what we're saying is that's a very, very, very real scenario that can happen, and it possibly will happen if people don't change something going on. Because the people who keep getting hung down in Mississippi, you're going to make the wrong people get retaliated on. There's going to be a bunch of black people down there who just going to be finding random white people and doing the same thing for no reason. And it's like, well, they will have a reason, but the people that they attacking, they don't have no reason to attack them. Besides the fact of what they look like. And for us,
it'll be a problem.
Right. And then for us, you should be even talking, you should be having a conversation with us because everybody that look like us ain't for us either. Like, you should know that too. Like, we got enemy. Listen, they every color. Like, you can't just look at us. You only hate us. Come on, we don't want people running around just killing random white people. Mm-mm. You know, because then you're gonna kill, you don't mess around killing the wrong person because some people look white, but they black. I promise.
It's becoming all shades. So
I'm telling you, y'all. So yeah, look, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I know that story was fake, but that story can be real.
I remember the story about this dude who shot his neighbors across the street because he was sick of them messing, like playing in his face. Like, he just got sick of it one day and they was out there playing, fucking with him. He went into his house, he grabbed his gun and he shot them down in the middle of the street and then went and got another gun because they weren't dead yet and he went and kept shooting them. And then he killed himself. Like, you really don't know where people's minds are. Like, you don't, they didn't know he woke up that day and chose, you know what? Fuck, I done did everything I wanted to do in this life. I'm good to go today. I'm ready to meet Jesus. Like, you just don't know what is the breaking point. And that's a big, taking somebody's life, somebody's life, that's a big thing. So if they were already at the edge, that's sending them over. So emotions, that's why they got crimes of passion.
Yeah, because true.
There are times where you break.
Right then and there.
There's no telling. It's not premeditated, because you ain't know that, you probably ain't even know you were capable, but you would break.
And it will happen. Nah, you're right. It will happen. That's just a fair warning to those of you know, the people who abuse their power, yo. Like, you better be careful, man. At some point, it's going to come back. I promise you, people are not going to take it. I say that. Look at the music industry. Look at the film industry. Look at all these people who have all this power, or who at least thought they did, thought that they could get away with it for the rest of their life, just abusing people. And now look, they not looking so good right now. They not on their pedestal right now. They not doing it.
They
ain't doing none of that shit right now. It's a wrap for that. And depending on how they come out on the other end of this, their whole legacy might be tarnished. Besides certain people that was associated. Other than that, him personally and whatever come after these particular people, like Big and Sean and, you know, the Brat, I mean, not the Brat, but Total and 112 and Craig Mack, all these other people that they had on the roster, then nah, they might be all right. But anybody after that?
Yeah.
And even the sons gonna have to be really savvy in business, because their music career is a dub. For the young one, that the one that looked like him really, like mm-hmm. it's a dub for him. Like you gonna have to really get into your other bag, you know. Your dad is gonna have some paper, but you know, you gonna have to get into your other bag, because that rap career is a dub.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody supporting nothing that got your dad anything on it.
Nah. They can't condone that shit.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap for that. But, all right, Meek, so what's good, y'all? What you got coming up, y'all?
I'm working. I got workshops coming up this month. Trying to do another 4-week class next month. Trying to unbig my back, so I started doing this cleanse. Started selling this juice cleanse, because I'm telling you, trying to get my summer body. It might be ready next year, but that's okay. It's gonna be ready by some summer, okay?
That's
maybe
funny.
Not, you know, this summer, but that's okay. I'm working on it. I'm getting there.
But you start. Yeah.
You gotta start somewhere. So sure. You know, next year my back might be smaller, guys. I'm just trying to stay busy. I'm trying to stay motivated.
Keep going. Just keep pushing, you know. You got it. It's gonna happen. All right, y'all. So as far as me, I am what we doing. Of course, y'all stay connected to the platform, of course, because we continue with our mission to help and impact the families. We have more family scheduled. We also have the candidate running for mayor of Raleigh. All right, so we went to one guy there, Monte Crawford. We'll have him on too, but he was running for mayor. But now he has dropped out of the race, and he's endorsing the next mayor candidate that's running. So we are going to have both of them on the platform coming up. And we're going to talk. We're going to talk about some policies. We're going to talk about programs. We're going to talk about, you know, I got questions, because we want to know. Like, you know, it's one thing that, you know, we galvanize and want to be pro-black, but it's another thing when you got to realize that if you don't change things for the majority of people, it's not going to be nothing that's going to stay for one particular group of people, if you get what I mean. Because the next person that get in right behind you, fam, they're going to unbig that back. They're going to... Let me get that up off, y'all. I know my man gave y'all this while he was in there. Let me get that up off, y'all. My bad. I said, he coming in, he give everybody black extra $50 in their food stamp. And he gonna come in there the next thing. Let me get that up off, y'all. Yo, but yeah, so then, new content dropping. Oh, new skits drop every week, and then we got new content dropping every day, so y'all make sure y'all follow us. We got way more coming, so I want y'all to continue to just do what y'all doing, and let's just continue to keep moving forward, all right? So until next week, y'all know what to do. Stay fly out there, and remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will, all right? So until next week, peace.